Poster number 9. During the winter months, it was the commander's task to find an employer for the summer expedition and then to hire the entire crew. Sailors from Ormur were in high demand and easily found employment on the large whaling ships. Their duties and salary were then agreed with the ship owner. Everyone received a fixed monthly salary plus a share of the profits. The largest share went to the commander and the officers. The crew consisted of approximately 40 men. One commander, two officers, two blubber cutters, three harpooners, one leading holdsman, one carpenter, two coopers, seven able-bodied seamen, and 23 ordinary seamen and shipboys. In the year 1766, there were 27 commanders from Ormur, 5 in Holland, and 22 in Hamburg. In the 78-year period from 1761 to 1839, a total of 6,137 sailors from Ormur were on board a total of 1,713 sailings from Hamburg to Greenland. Of these, over 200 of the sailors were probably commanders. From 1783, mustering lists from the Iceland route have come down to us from Commander P.J. Manner, who traveled around the country hiring all kinds of sailors, but mostly family and acquaintances from Ormur. As early as February, the entire population of Ormur underwent a major change. Soon, most of the island's men and boys had packed their sea chest and began their travels, first to the southern ports of Hamburg and Amsterdam, and then on towards the Arctic Ocean, while the women and children were left alone to look after the daily chores. Uncertain of the fates of their husbands, sons, and relatives for the next 6 months. The 21st of February, Peers Outen. It is the night before St. Peter's Day, where, according to folklore, St. Peter threw a hot stone into the sea as a sign that the frozen winter was over and the winter was drawing to an end. Fires were lit in several places on Ormur, as well as on the Frisian Islands, and along the coast to the south. The fire would banish winter and wish the sailors good luck on their voyage. It was therefore important that the fire was large and beautiful. The children and young people had therefore spent the day going around the houses to collect the flammable material that had been laid out in advance. In the late 1800s, when whaling stopped, the traditional bonfire became a party known as Gaild, where the old songs were sung and blindfolded participants would tilt a barrel. Today, Gaild is still celebrated on the 21st of February on Ormur, but now as a simpler folk festival with sausages and bread on a stick. Some of the sailors had already left in early February, while most departed around Peers Outen. On the day of their departure, the sailors were collected by neighbors and family with horse-drawn carriages, and after a few cups of coffee punch, they were driven to the nearest inn in either Kongsmark or Havneby. These celebrations were necessary for a proper sailor's departure. At the inn, a few more cups of coffee punch were consumed before the sailors were accompanied down the beach to the waiting boat. The crew went aboard smacks and other small vessels that sailed them to the major ports of Hamburg or to the Netherlands. A smack could hold 50 to 100 men, but then they were also packed, like herrings in a barrel. Sometimes 450 men would depart out of a population of 1,500. Sailing in the small boats could in itself be dangerous, since the sea in February was often filled with ice and the weather could be quite stormy. It also happened that the boat went aground on a sandbank, so that some of the trip had to be completed on foot. The journey took about a week before they reached the mustering location.